hello.
Back in
hello?
Good afternoon. This is Tom Trollson with the Lakeland Police Department. Is this Mr. Watts?
Hey, thank you for giving me a call back.
Yes, sir.
Were you able to get all three audios? And so how much will I owe y'all and how soon can I come up and get it?
Okay. Let's slow down. I've got the first one ready for you.
Okay.
That Bill LaPierre told me about on December 26th.
Yeah. They had trouble finding it because one caller ID worked and the other one didn't. And the employee that was specialist on that was out. But y'all guys were troopers and you had caller ID that was able to track it down.
Yeah, that was the one where you thought you heard some gunshots, correct?
Yeah, yes, absolutely correct.
Okay, to simplify my locating the other two, you're going to need to give me as much information as possible.
Oh, well, now, Bill actually already gave me the dates, and then get this, he and I both misplaced our sheets, but I luckily memorized it. One of them, well, your caller ID will be able to track it down, but one was on 11/21/13, and it's almost ready to disappear because it's coming, bumping up on the 180-day limit. The other...
But I also need to know a time.
Hold on for a second. It was either in the afternoon or it was, I think it may have been around 2:04 or somewhere around that neighborhood. He has the exact actual date, and so do I, but both of us have misplaced it. And he can invoke caller ID a second time to make a save for both of us losing our notes or misplacing them. But he gave me the exact dates, and I wrote them down, and then both of us, he and I both were human and misplaced it. The other one was on February 1st, and that one was, wait a second, I think that the one on February 1st was around 2 or something in the morning, and I think that the one on 11, in other words, February 1st, just a few months ago, 2014, and I think that the one on 11/21/13 was in the afternoon, around 5 or something like that. So the exact, in other words, what you're saying is that if you don't have the exact time, it's a pain to get the thing because you'd have to sit there and sort through a whole bunch of audio or whatever.
That is correct.
Now, I'll tell you how to do it. All you do is look at the caller ID for 863-688-9880, which is my number that you call me back on.
Only one problem with that, sir. Our system doesn't always capture your phone number.
Okay, now he gave me the two other dates, but he and I both misplaced them. But I tell you what I did is I know where the notes are. It'll just take me a few hours to look through the notes and whatnot, and I'll come back with the exact time, days, and dates for the other two that were less important, but they're still important.
That would save me a lot of time. The other one I've already got saved, and it's, that one's small enough that I could email to you, but if you want all three...
Yeah, you can email it to me, sure. You have my email is gww1210@aol.com, and I would imagine it's probably an MP3 file, probably just a few megs, right? A few megabytes?
It's a WAV file.
Oh, no, that's okay. A WAV file is actually a little bit larger.
That should be Windows compatible.
Oh, yeah, WAV files, definitely. A lot of people don't know about the difference between WAV files and MP3s, but they're both audio files, and the WAV file has actually got more quality. When you convert to MP3, it gets smaller, but you...
Do me a favor and give me that email address a little slower.
Okay, it's gww1210@aol.com, and if you could please send a carbon copy to gww1210@gmail.com, so that way that I don't put all my eggs in one basket. You know how AOL is. They're both free services. The GWW is an acronym for my name, and the 1210 is kind of a long story how I got that there.
Okay.
How many megs do you think it'll be? About 5 or 10 megs? Megabytes of size?
Hold on. Let me find the file and I'll tell you.
Okay.
It's only about 2,700 kilobytes.
Oh, wow, that's not even 3 megabytes.
No.
That's a very small file, relatively speaking.
Oh, this is a short phone call.
Yeah.
You were only on the phone about 2 minutes or so.
Yeah, now there was another phone call that was immediately before that, and it was where I called in to the 6900 number, and it didn't get through. It just went ring, 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 but it would not get through, and no one picked up, and it rang like a million times. And normally, that would seem like it would be hard to find because there was no one picked up. But on this one, as you well probably know, if they do it the same way, every time the call comes in, you'll actually have the ring, 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 ring on it first, and then they pick up. So the other one is just ring, 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 with no conversation. Now, I don't know if you'll be able to find that one, but if you could, that would be great.
Yeah, well, this one was a 911 call. I'll email it to both of those addresses.
Sure.
While you, if you don't mind, if you will do your research and see if you can give me more precise times on those other two.
Yeah. Now let me get your name and phone number. And okay, what is it?
My name is Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And my direct phone number is 834.
Mm-hmm. 6947. Okay, Tom Paulson. Now, the other one was not on 911, and it was just a minute or two before, and I was wondering if you could look for that one as well, because it was recorded, I would imagine. I don't know, but I would imagine it would be. Do you think that you could look for it?
But it was a minute or two before.
Well, yeah, it was just like just 1 or 2 or 3 minutes before, and it just went...
You're talking about the one we already have?
No, not the one where there's audio. That was on 911. The one where I called in and tried to get through on 834-6900, but it wouldn't get through. It just went ring, ring, ring.
The problem is I didn't find that one.
Oh, well, you looked for it, though? Okay.
No, I did not do that. Either Bill found it or his associate found it on a system that I don't have access to.
Well, if you want to look for the one where I called in on the main number and it just went ring, 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 it'll be the one that you're emailing me. It'll just be like a minute or two before it. That should make it nice and simple.
Yeah.
Do you think that you can look for it?
Well, I can try, but like I said, I didn't find that one, so...
Oh, did you? But you actually looked for it since...
No, sir, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Bill emailed it to me. He says, I found this one for you. Please hold it for Mr. Watts.
Oh, now, since the one that you received by email is time-stamped with the time, day, and the exact date, right? If it is, that'll help you locate the one that was a minute or two before it.
I'll have to look to see if it's time-stamped or not.
If it is, it'll be good, and if not, you can ask him. And so what happened is I'll do my research, and I apologize, but I just, and sort of, you know, one of them things, so I don't know what happened in the notes. They were just sitting right there, okay. Right there on my desk, on my computer desk.
Okay.
So in any case, I'll give you a ring back, and in the meantime, you might be able to find the one that was a minute or two, and that should be a sum total of the four, and that should do it. Basically, I'm just curiosity as to what happened on the other two, and this one right here. Basically, I just wanted it was well. Actually, they I'm curious about all of them. So in any case, I'm going to fire up my computer, and I'm gonna, I did think I'd make a note on my computer about the time, space, and dates. So when I find them out, I'll give you a call back. The caller ID actually. I got this information from Bill, so he may actually have it, but he and I both misplaced it. I don't know what happened. So if you wanted to ask him again, he might beat me to it, or then again, he might not. But I have a note in my notes, but it'll just take a while to dig them out.
Okay, well, I'm going to send you this 911 call. It may take me a while to get to the other ones. That's
okay. Listen, you're doing pretty good.
The stuff that came in for me this morning. So.
Oh, by the way, and you're doing this for free because it's such a small thing. And I want to thank you for that.
Yep.
The last time I asked for the exact same thing, it was the exact same thing, and I didn't, actually, I gave them more time, day, and date information than you. They were talking $2,000.
Huh.
Yeah, and that's back when they had it a full year, and their caller ID and Star 69 were all up and running, because they didn't have as much phone calls in the memory.
Huh.
Yeah, so they were given more, they asked more, and they did less.
Right.
Well, actually, they did nothing. But in any case, though, listen, Mr. Paulson, thank you very much. I'll get right on it, and then we can compare notes later. Unless, of course, Bill beats me to it, but I doubt that he will, because I'll get right on it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and you have a good one.
I think in research, this is Tom.
Tom, this is Gordon. I sent you an email with the other times you requested, so I just wanted to give you a heads up.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you.
See ya.